I have two sprint seasons in my year, one in spring and one in fall, because these are the times that I typically can dedicate a solid 12 weeks, which is a good time frame for pursuing a goal, where I can really prioritize the work on those long-term goals over some of the daily demands and things that I have going on. Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee, where we encourage and equip women to embrace the process and practice of tackling daily demands, actually executing on our plans, and taking action on the most audacious goals that we can come up with without sacrificing our peace and staying rooted in our purpose. These are conversations for doers, for those of us who refuse to settle for less than we absolutely know we are capable of achieving, for women who are cultivating thriving homes and businesses side by side. I'm your host, Thea Larson. Grab a coffee and sit down. We have so much to talk about. Okay, so it is official. We are 2 months down in the books for 2024. It is March, and what I consider March the beginning of the spring season. And I know we can still have second winter and blizzards well into April and May, depending on what part of the world that you're in. But I mean, let's be honest. So daylight savings is beginning this weekend, this Sunday, the 10th. And then the official first day of spring is the 19th. Also, this month, Easter is even happening in March. I mean, it's the last day of March, but March 31st is Easter. So I am going to say, and I hope you will agree with me, that March really marks the beginning of spring. And for the purpose of creating flow in goal setting and planning and taking action, especially when it comes to our long-term goals, I like to leverage the power of how we feel in the spring with just growth and renewal as a time for creating momentum and progress on those long-term goals. So I look at March, April, and May, and about the 12 weeks of that, as a spring sprint. Okay. So today I just wanted to share with you a little bit about what my process is. And this is the process that I have brought to the members of Cowgirls Over Coffee as well, to again look at those long-term goals that we are setting for ourselves, get our heads, you know, take a step back from, we get so bogged down in just the daily demands and doing the thing and one day to the next, which is where we get overwhelmed and burned out and feeling stuck, right? So this is the perfect time to be like, okay, what can I do for the next 12 weeks? Really just embrace and leverage this spring sprint season towards the progress I want to make on my long-term goals. So that being said, I'm going to share my process here a little bit. First of all, you're going to go and dig out the goals you set for 2024. Now, maybe you have recently set them. For me, I take all of January and February to really make sure I'm comfortable and happy with the long-term goals I'm setting or the initiatives. I like to set them as initiatives because I like to get all complicated like that. But whatever goals you set or intentions or resolutions, that's great. Let's bring them out. Let's bring them top of mind. Take a look at those and really consider where we're at with those. What kind of progress have we already made? What do we need to do that's going to really move the needle in a meaningful way during this spring season? Because we do not want to come to November and feeling totally defeated and just wanting to dive face first into pumpkin spice ice cream or whatever that is, right? We want to change that. We want to have new goals for 2025. So the first thing I do after I bring out my goals and relook at them, and I think it's really important to keep your goals, your long-term goals for the year, really front and center so you don't forget about them, because it's just the nature of the way life works. As circumstances keep coming, and sometimes just navigating the day-to-day is all we have energy for, but keeping these on the horizon, because there are seasons like in the spring where we can really focus on those long-term goals and what we need to make momentum in them so we don't just forget about them and then there's something that we have on our to-do list for like 10 years because, ugh, right? My hand is up as having done that. And sometimes there are seasons when we don't work on long-term goals, which is just fine and dandy. And if that's where you're at, your long-term goal might be feeling well all through 2024, especially if you are in a new season of life a new job, a new city, a new baby. A lot of times those are not the times for big progress on long-term goals, and that's just fine. And feel free to set your goals for your spring sprint in accordance with that. So it might be just really focusing on some really nourishing habits and routines for your mind and your body and your spirit. But you know, I'm going to tell you the next thing is to begin with some journaling. So pen and paper, or if you like, you know, I have been doing a lot of the iPad Apple Pencil things and I love it. Huge fan. I'll tell you, those the paper feel protectors for the screen on your iPad are so good. I'm almost so close to being willing to giving up my paper planner and notebooks, or at least I'm using less paper. I'm killing less trees with my notebooks. Anyways, I want you to get out something and do some journaling exercises as we kick off this spring season. So if you don't have time to sit down and write, I totally understand that's a possibility. I want you to question yourself on that, because I'm sure you could find like 5 minutes to write some things down. But otherwise, just press pause on this or set aside some time later this week to really think about these things. So I want you to start off thinking about spring in general. So it's going to be March, April, May. How do you want to feel? How do you, thinking about spring and all that spring has, I'm thinking about baby calves. I'm thinking about, you know, when like the weather is really nice, but it's still crisp in the air. Finally getting out, open up the windows, let some fresh air in the house after the winter. Okay, there's also going to be mud and a lot of dust, which brings up spring cleaning, right? So just as I'm thinking about spring, how do I want to feel? And I want to feel like really optimistic and open and energized. That's how I want to feel when I'm going into spring. So think about how you want to feel March, April, and May. And then, you know, what do you want your days to look like? Because is right now, like, our days are getting longer, we're getting more daylight, kids are still in school. However, we still have calving for a lot of us. We have a lot of garden planning and things happening. So what do you want your days to look like? Again, you might be able to cook outside a little bit more right now. So what are the habits, routines that you want to start seeing in your day for the spring season? Also, it's a good time to think about the relationships you want to prioritize. Again, everything happens. I feel like we should have a drinking game where it's like, every time Thea says season, take a shot of espresso, right? That could be fun. I'm not sure if we'll be very productive or very anxious by the end of this episode. So you can let me know if you take me up on that. But how we focus on relationships can be seasonal as well. Across our life, like sometimes we are prioritizing our relationships with our kids or our friends or our coworkers. So what are the relationships you really want to prioritize here in spring season? Okay, sorry, I'll quit. I'm going to try. I'm doing my best here. Let's see, what else could we think about? How do you want your home to feel? I think our home is such a good place to put some emphasis on the environment of our home. And this can extend to your yard or garden, the pens closest to your house, wherever your, you know, homestead area is, even your vehicles. For me, I just like, I want to shake the dust out and get fresh air in. But what do you want to cultivate in your home environment? And this also could be, maybe you're doing some more meal planning. Maybe you're doing some more outdoor activities with your kids. Maybe you're getting to get out and ride more. But like, how do you want your home, your immediate environments that you spend time in, to feel in the spring? And then also, I would really think about how you can support your health and well-being in this season. That is something, we're coming again out of the winter season. Hopefully you've been taking your vitamins and supplements, getting some movement in, but this is a time to change up your health and fitness routine. This is a time to change up your journaling routines, your weekly reviews, your Bible study, your meditation, whatever you're doing. How can you best support your health, your physical health, your emotional health, your spiritual well-being? How can you support yourself in March, April, and May, thinking about just spring as a whole? So do a little journaling and reflecting on that, and then kind of sit with it for a while. I want you to really be, this is how we set the tone for what we want to do. We want to be so intentional. When we are this intentional about deciding what we want to do and how we want to do it, and we can kind of step away from the tactics and strategy, we make just much more well-informed decisions about how we're going to expend our time, energy, and attention. And we also are way more likely to stick with whatever it was that we planned we were going to do because we care more, because we spent a lot more time caring about it. Okay. So my next step then is taking inventory. So regardless of how I want to feel, there are still the things that have to get done. So really, March, April, May for spring, we're looking at daylight savings beginning. We have St. Patrick's Day. We have the first day of spring. These are all things that may require you to show up for community events, church events, your school parties, that sort of thing, or just traditions you want to have with your family in your home or with your friends. What else do we have? Easter, like I said, is coming up on the 31st of March and all of the Easter things that are happening according to that. Also, April Fool's Day, that can be a fun one for friends and also for content creation if you have a business you're creating content outward facing for. Oh, taxes, you guys, taxes are due April 15th. So you're going to have all your stuff ready for taxes and looking at how much time it's going to say you're going to need to set aside for any bookkeeping tasks that you, I mean, I'm sure like me, you have not put off any of your bookkeeping and you have all of your receipts and everything is up to date, but I'm just kidding. That is not me. I will definitely be filing for an extension as I do every year. I invite you to join me in that. It is very freeing just because, gosh, being ready by April 15th just feels like, wah, right at the beginning of the year. Maybe that's just me though. I don't know. Don't you love tax day? Anyways, April's tax day. What else do we have? Cinco de Mayo coming up at the first part of May. That's another one that is can be fun, or you can also, this is a great time to incorporate some like cultural learning for your family or for yourself. There's also Teacher Appreciation Day / week in May. So if you want to do something special for the teachers in your life or order gifts ahead of time, whatever you have going there, then we also in May have Mother's Day. So make sure you remember to call your mama and Memorial Day, and which if depending on if you want to do something for Memorial Day, that may require some planning ahead for travel or accommodations and such. So those are a few of the things just to be on, like I'm taking inventory of like, these are the general obligations that may come up. And then I take a look at my personal obligations in my life. So what are the birthdays coming up? What are the appointments that need to be made? What are the deadlines that I need to hit? And then from there, once I have taken an inventory of all those things, I can start making decisions from a very informed place about the time and energy I will have available to taking steps and hitting milestones in the long-term goals that I'm going to set, right? So now I'm not just setting these goals for spring. Like we have such a bad habit of thinking about this when we go to set our goals, whether they are our goals at the beginning of the year or they are just like, we want to have like, what's the day we want to have and what habits and routines do we want to incorporate? We always think of the perfect day, right? What would the ideal day be with? Like, what would like the ideal spring be like? Which can be vastly, vastly different from what our reality is going to be. So by journaling first and knowing how I really want to feel and what's important to me, and then taking inventory of really what the requirements of me are going to be, like checkbox, these are the things that need to happen. Then I can set my goals for the spring sprint. I can look at my goals that I set for at the top of the year for my long-term goals for 2024, decide what I'm going to work on and how much time and availability and attention and energy I'm going to have to put towards those. That way I can make a plan that I can realistically execute on. Because let's be honest, here's another thing about spring and why I choose spring as a sprint season. And again, I use quotation marks for my sprint season. I have two sprint seasons in my year, one in spring and one in fall, because these are the times that I typically can dedicate a solid 12 weeks, which is a good time frame for pursuing a goal where I can really prioritize the work on those long-term goals over some of the daily demands and things that I have going on. It's not going to slow down after this, right? March, April, May is the perfect time for this sprint because then we're going to have school getting out, we're going to have summer schedules, and whether you have kids or not, like the summer schedule is going to be a hectic one. It's chaotic. A lot of things are changing. A lot of routines are off base. And then we're going into, you know, the new school year and fall and all the good things that are in fall. But fall is really our next season where we can really dedicate some time to goal setting. So It's not going to slow down, which is fine. There's just no such thing as a true slowdown. This is the time where we have space for these long-term goals. So for me, during my sprint seasons, I like to, again, consider the long-term goals I had. And this is why I broke them out into initiatives, but I consider those. And then I kind of categorize those things into three goals that I'm going to prioritize for this season. And so I'm going to take, like, one of my long-term goals for this year is to become obsessed with the process. And this is just to move myself out of a mindset that I have around accomplishment that I just have not really overcome fully. I'm always thinking about the accomplishment no matter how hard I try. So I'm really trying to put myself in a place where I become obsessed with the process, where I let the outcomes truly be a result of the things I do consistently, because discipline and consistency are just not my spiritual gifting. So I'm giving them some special attention this year. So from there, I will pull out one of my spring goals is really becoming consistent in my health habits and routines, because I'm not consistent. I have 100 excuses why I don't need to work out or why I'll eat cookies just this one day. So, like, that's one of my spring initiatives, especially as the weather's getting better and I can get back out. I don't know about you, but I know Lana keeps trying to get me to be a runner, because if you don't follow Lana at Small Town Preacher's Wife, she's such an inspiring runner, but, like, I like to walk. I will walk and walk and walk, and I love walking and thinking. So anyways, the days are getting longer. The weather is getting nicer. I know I can incorporate that. So that's going to be really one of my top three goals towards my long-term goals that I'm going to be prioritizing over the next 12 weeks. And as I'm setting these goals, these top three goals for this spring season, then I'm going to start breaking it down into what needs to happen to support those. So this is, what are the tasks or the projects or the things that need to be addressed in order to create progress towards achievement of these goals? And this can also include, like, habits and routines that are going to be really supportive that I'm going to need to prioritize in this time. Like, those habits and routines are kind of running like background apps anyway, but now I'm going to move some of those that are directly related to my goals for spring. Those are going to be prioritized. So for example, if I have to make a decision this spring between going for a walk and doing another load of laundry, I'm going to prioritize going for a walk. Those are both equally important routines that I need to have. But now, because of this sprint season, I'm able to shift my priorities, right? Because that's another mistake I feel like we make. And this is what I learned for myself. I used to think my priorities were, like, set and static, and they just aren't. If we can ebb and flow our priorities during times where we can, you know, focus on these long-term goals versus foundational goals, we make more progress over the long term without burning out. So again, I like to break those down into the things that need to happen and then the order they need to happen in, because you might have to go make an appointment somewhere before you can take an action on something, right? So first, I break down everything that needs to be happening in the next 12 weeks to support the achievement of this goal. Then I put it in the order that it needs to happen. This can also include things like skills or expertise that needs to be developed, or even if there's help or resources that I need to obtain or or require or enlist to help me out. So I try to get that all down on one sheet of paper for each of my top three goals that I have for spring that I'm going to be prioritizing over the next 12 weeks. The next thing that I do, I feel, is a real game changer, at least for myself, because sometimes I can almost get bored, I will say. And because I'm trying to become obsessed with the process, and there's not a lot of, like, immediate validation or celebration that's happening. So 12 weeks can be kind of long, and it can go one of two ways. You either, like, kind of peter out along the 12 weeks, or you just get really frustrated because you're not seeing the progress that you have, like, that is the expectation for in your head. Like, you know, you've been there where you're like, it's been, you know, 3 days of going to the gym and eating really healthy, and you're like, why haven't I lost 10 pounds yet? Like, you know, that's unrealistic, but, like, inside your heart, you feel like you should be seeing something from it. So for me, when I have these sprint periods, I break them down into 4 3-week segments. So I will go 3 weeks, I will track my progress, then I will stop and review and reflect and then plan for the next 3 weeks. That way I've taken the 12-week block and broke it down into 4 3-week pieces. And 3 weeks or 21 days, it's a great amount of time to actually have made some progress without losing steam. And then you're kind of benchmarking it with that reflection and analyzing situation. And you can look back and be like, okay, this was my goal. You know, I needed to check these boxes, have these appointments, get this thing done. I did or I didn't. So I know that needs to happen in my next 3 week segment, or I'm ahead. Either way, this is just a great way to make sure you're keeping your long-term goals for your sprint top of mind and you're not losing momentum and you're staying kind of excited. Also, I really want to decide at the beginning of March, like when you're setting your goals, what are you going to do for accountability? Who can you look to hold your feet to the fire, encourage you, share this with? And so you might even incorporate that person into your 3 week check-ins. It's just a great way to make sure you stay on track. I've spoke about this before when we talked about our New Year planning, knowing yourself really well, knowing we're all different, right? So encouragement to one person may not be encouragement to another. Some people really want to have people check in on them. Other people, having them check in on them is way too much pressure. So this is the perfect time to set yourself up with a little accountability situation where you know you can look to someone for encouragement, or you can share your goal with someone, or you can just really make sure that you're getting the support and help and feedback that you need to make it through this whole 12 weeks. So phone a friend, or if you're in Cowgirls Over Coffee, I want you to put your spring sprint goals into the discussion group and we'll be chatting about them. But just really make sure you're building in some sort of accountability piece, because the checking in every 3 weeks with yourself is the personal accountability, but having someone else there, you've heard me talk about all of the research that's been done that says it helps you to make sure your goals actually come to fruition. So just trust me on that and do it. Okay, sound good? So that is my spring sprint process. Again, dig out those long-term goals that you set for January. Like, what are your goals for 2024? Take some time to journal and reflect on how you really want to feel and experience life this spring for March, April, and May. And then take an inventory of all the things, all your obligations, all the holidays, all the tasks. Take an inventory of what's going to have to happen in the next or in the coming 12 weeks, 3 months. Then from an informed place, you're going to set your top three priorities, break those down into what needs to happen, how it needs to happen. You're going to set yourself up to check in with yourself on those things every 3 weeks. So you'll have 4 check-ins over the next spring, during the spring. You're going to have already talked to someone, or at least know what kind of encouragement and accountability you're going to need. And then you're set. So if you start this week, you're going to have 12 full weeks of purposeful, deliberate action in prioritizing your long-term goals. At the end of May, take a breath. And you're going to see the progress you've made, and you can start purposefully planning from a place of feeling accomplished for your summer, for a summer that will be full of fun and rejuvenation without any regret or feeling like, oh my gosh, it's already June and what have I done? All my goals, right? You'll be coming from a place of accomplishment, so you can give yourself permission to really enjoy the summer, which is just as important. Enjoying the summer, having fun, enjoying that rejuvenating season is just as important as these seasons of momentum and progress. So just wanted to share that with you. That is my spring sprint process and methodology that I wanted to share with you as far as what I'm starting with this March. If you have any thoughts, I'd love to hear them. Go ahead and screenshot this. If you have any questions, tag at Cowgirls Over Coffee. Hit us up. I'd love to keep the conversation going by sharing those in our stories on Instagram. And otherwise, have a great week. Have a great spring. And I'll see you back for some more conversations next week. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If you had any aha moments or some questions came up, please hit us up in your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot, share that, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, and let's keep this conversation going. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. And just thank you again. Go out and make it the best week ever.